law given to be a blessing, February 5. Hasty obedience brings rich blessings. I made haste and delayed not to keep thy commandments, Psalm 119:60. Obedience to the laws of God develops in man a beautiful character that is in harmony with all that is pure and holy and undefiled. In the life of such a man, the message of the gospel of Christ is made clear. Accepting the mercy of Christ and his healing from the power of sin, he is brought into right relation with God. His life, cleansed from vanity and selfishness, is filled with the love of God. His daily obedience to the law of God obtains for him a character that assures him eternal life in the kingdom of God. In his earthly life, the Savior gave us an example of the hallowed lives that may be ours if we will devote our days to doing good to the souls that need our help. It is our privilege to bring joy to the sorrowful, light to the darkened, and life to the perishing. The Lord's message comes to us, "Why stand ye here all the day idle? Work while it is day, for the night cometh when no man can work." Every word we speak, every act we perform that conduces to the happiness of others will conduce to our own happiness and make our lives like the life of Christ. Our daily duties are to be cheerfully accepted and cheerfully performed. Our chief duty is to reveal in words and deportment a life which will manifest the attributes of heaven. The word of life is given to us to study and practice. Our actions are to be in strict conformity to the laws of the kingdom of heaven. Then heaven can approve our work, and the talents we employ in his service will multiply for greater usefulness. The consecrated life will shine amid the moral darkness of the world, guiding perishing souls to the truth of the word. In his gift to the world, the Lord has revealed how solicitous he is that we bear in our lives the marks of our heavenly citizenship by letting every ray of light we have received shine forth in good works to our fellow men.